-3 is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
-3 with Dave Dameshek.
Welcome to Week 14, which me and my pals are just about to spoil for you by telling you all the final scores. So much has to be settled still in this regular season, so let's get to it. Ready, set, let's go. Seahawks, Niners, deja vu. Feels like they just played, because they did just play on Thanksgiving. Thankfully, that game was borderline unwatchable because of those costumes the Seahawks wore. Egad, please turn those things into an NBA in-season tournament court. On the other side of things, this guy right here, Mr. Irrelevant, is now also your MVP frontrunner at 3-1. Long story short, the CIA has not had Purdy pushing too many pencils. The Niners in this one laying 10.5 at the time of this recording. Total is 46.5. I say the Niners win it, but by 10, so they don't cover that. Hench, how say you?
This is a wild line because, you know, you watch the way the Seahawks move the ball against the Cowboys. You're like, there's no way they're getting double digits. And then you remember that the Niners are a juggernaut. They're going to win the Super Bowl. And then you go, no, the Niners are definitely going to win this game by 17. And I think they'll be leading by 16 late when the Seahawks score to make the final 30-21. Niners, I'm in your garage. Niners win, don't cover the huge number.
TMI, don't reveal the last page of the novel, Hench. Although I do agree, the Niners are headed at least to the Super Bowl. Spaghetti, how say you?
I had the Niners winning 35-23 here. That Thanksgiving game, it was brutal. And the Seahawks are home, in my opinion, in the best home field advantage in football. When this 49ers team is healthy with Ayuk, with Debo, with Kittle, with CMC, it's like, how do you actually stop them? I know I had the Eagles winning the Super Bowl this year, but like what Hench just said, the 49ers may actually win it. They are the best team in the NFL right now. They win that game. Brock Purdy is playing outstanding. I feel like every week I give that CMC touchdown prop. How about do this one? Brock Purdy over 1.5 touchdown passes. He's done it 6 times this season. He's 4th in the NFL in touchdown passes. And then you parlay that with CMC to score. That's +113, same game parlay on Caesars. So do that, win some money.
Our ruggedly handsome aggregate, Brady Lemieux, says he likes the Niners to win, but only up to 10. So beware. Quick look in the rear view to see how we got here. I'm 10 over on the season. Hench is one back of me, hanging like the sword of Damocles over my head. Spaghetti's righted his ship and is now 6 over for the season. And look at Brady Lemieux soaring. 22 over. What's done is done. Bills at Chiefs in the same spot where the greatest playoff game, or at least the greatest 2 minutes of a playoff game, was played not 2 years ago. You remember? Through 58 minutes, Bills receiver Gabe Davis had already scored 2 touchdowns. Then he caught a 3rd touchdown to give Buffalo the lead with just under 2 minutes left. But then Tyreek Hill said peace out to the Bills secondary and gave the Chiefs the lead. But then with 13 seconds left, number 13, Gabe Davis scored again. But then Harrison Butker tied it. And then Travis Kelce won it in OT. And then Kelce became a Swiftie and Taylor became Person of the Year. And who knows, maybe she'll also get a ring before Josh Allen gets one, if he ever gets one at all. But he does still have a great shot at leading the league in INTs. KC now laying 1.5. Total on this one is 48.5. I say the Chiefs honor that great playoff game by the same tally, 42-36. Hench, how say you?
Oh, my God. You know, obviously, whatever I say about the Chiefs will be wrong. I cannot. I just can never be on the right side of this. So fade me for sure. I think the Bills win this game by a field goal. I thought the Chiefs looked crazily unathletic on both sides of the ball against the Packers when all I needed was for them to win, not even cover. And they didn't. And they just, you know, the receivers run the wrong routes. They drop the ball. Like, obviously they're taking away Kelce now. So I think the Bills, who seem to have figured it out on offense, they right the ship 30-27.
You know, you said fade, and I do wonder, not fading away, just flat out disappearing. What happened to Mahomes' brother? Is that like part of the deal with Taylor? Like, I'll come into the luxury box as long as that guy's not there, because he has been absolutely invisible this season. Either way, Spaghetti House.
Are you saying there's a blank space? where he used to be.
Oh, nice. I think that's a Taylor Swift lyric, right? Spaghetti gets it.
It is. That was a good joke. That was a good joke. Shaq, you got to listen to the radio a couple times.
Let me squeeze in a quick break here. Let me ask you a question, Eddie Spaghetti. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? But before you answer, two words, Caesars Rewards. Those are the two words. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. I'm talking about hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, even more than just that. It's not only an app, it's an empire. 21 plus must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I have no reason to be picking the Chiefs in this game, but I am. I'm taking the KC 38-35 over the Bills. You would think Bills coming off the bye, they'd be better. Hench mentioned it. Travis Kelce isn't really the same anymore. He's getting up there in age. Maybe his interests are outside of football now. But I do think with KC's ability to run the ball now, with Pacheco, you know, being one of the leading rushers in the NFL, and I do think the emergence of Rashee Rice has kind of helped Mahomes a little bit. So that loss last week, they'll get right after. I do like Rashee Rice over 5.5. Receptions. He has 16 catches on 19 targets the last 2 weeks. They should have gotten receiver the deadline or the offseason, but he may be emerging as the guy. I think game script also will help him kind of go over that at plus 120 there. So KC wins a close one.
I love the confidence. Hench says, fade me. Spaghetti says, I don't know why I'm making this prick. Brady Lemieux more confident in saying the Chiefs win by exactly two. Moving on, Eagles.
Of course, Brady Lemieux is more confident. He's 22 games over 500.
Touché.
Hockey son of a.
The Eagles are in Dallas to play America's alleged team. You know, it was only a week ago. Talk about how fast this league moves. After they beat the defending champs, Philly was allegedly America's best team. Now they're at risk of playing on the road in the wild card round, and people are talking about replacing Jalen Hurts with Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota. Yeesh. And speaking of Hurts, Mike McCarthy's appendix did hurt. So it got removed, which creates a murky situation on that Dallas sideline. Still, I'm taking the Cowboys, laying 3.5 at the time of this recording. Total is 51. I say it's the Cowboys by two. And guess what? That's got to be good enough for you, Dallas fans. Just get a win. Who cares about the point spread? Bet the money line. Hench, how say you?
Well, I mean, much like Mike McCarthy's appendix, I feel like this Eagles bubble has burst. They have been treading water, like winning games late, winning games ugly, winning games they didn't play well in. Obviously, going back to the game in Philly, the Cowboys should have had four cracks from the 6-yard line to win that game, but Dak figured out a way to lose it. That doesn't happen this week. I like the Cowboys to win and cover 31-24.
Spaghetti.
Wow. Both on the Cowboys. I'm taking the Eagles here, 33-31. Their only loss up until the blowout last week was versus the Jets. I feel like they kind of need that loss. Weird statement, but sometimes it's you need a get right game here. There's a reason why they win those close, tough games here. I'm not going to pick Dallas to win a big game until they actually do. And no, I'm not counting, Thanksgiving. I'm not counting that flag fest on TNF versus Seahawks. Those are not big games. Like, this is a big game. They need to win this one, but I still like the Eagles winning this game. I like Jalen Hurts under 34.5 passing attempts here. It's -115. He's done it 6 times. You've looked at game versus Dallas last time, the last matchup, only 27 attempts versus them. And Dallas is the fourth best defense in terms of passing yards allowed. I don't think they're going to be looking to throw the ball quite a bit. It'd be more of a run heavy attack for the Eagles. So I like that under for Jalen Hurts.
I like the pregame conversation on the field between Cooper Rush and Marcus Mariota. Like, wait, they thought that you're better than Dak? Oh, you want a good one. They think you're better than Jalen Hurts. Oh, the laughter. Brady Lemieux says, take the Cowboys just like me, and that's got to be enough. The money line is the play, Cowboys fans. Here's a sentence that'll send a chill up the spine of New York sports fans. Jordan is headed your way. But don't worry, it's not that one. It ain't great news, though, because the Jordan I'm talking about is playing pretty well himself. I mean, of course, the Packers are headed to play the Giants. Yes, like Ron Dayne in December of 1999. Some Wisconsin-based football players are headed to New York City. No Heisman Trophy for any of them, but Love and Company can get a step closer to the playoffs. No, not the playoffs. Jordan Travis got left out of. I mean, the NFL playoffs, you know, where Favre lost to the Giants in Lambeau and where Rodgers lost to the Giants in Lambeau. Now it's Love in whatever they call that place in northern New Jersey. The Giants +6.5. I say Green Bay wins, doesn't cover, 24-20. Hench, how say you?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, because if, you know, one of the fun ways to watch this football season has just been like, what would make Aaron Rodgers sad? You know, obviously that's always my goal. And Jordan Love being excellent. You know, the idea was get Aaron Rodgers to win now, and then we'll see if Jordan Love develops. Well, obviously, even for one game, you'd rather Jordan Love over a healthy Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love's playing great. I don't think this game's close. Packers 27-12. I'm sure Spaghetti, I can already see him nodding. He's going to follow course with his Giants coming back to earth against the Pack.
I am surprised that you're so bullish on these Packers. Are they now a juggernaut?
Out of the Chiefs? The champions?
I did.
They pushed them around.
Yeah, but here comes Tommy DeVito. What's he got to say about all this, Spaghetti?
What he's got to say is that it's a loss for the Giants. And Giants at home in a primetime game. I've seen this story time and time again. Every time you get hyped for a Giants game at home in primetime, they embarrass themselves on national television. And then everyone says why the Giants allowed on TV for everyone to watch. I get a million angry tweets saying your team sucks. Thank you. I know. I'm not going to buy into the Tommy DeVito hype. And I do think Jordan Love has played better. It's been a bit of a roller coaster of a season. Started off really great. Kind of the middle of the season, not so great. Now he's picked it back up. Which is kind of why my player prop here is a strange one. I think the Saquon stuff is too high. I'm not buying into any DeVito stuff. And I think Jordan Love is kind of erratic, although, again, has been better as of late. What I do like is their kicker, Anders Carlson, over 6.5 kicking points, -133. Not a great number, but I'm trying to win you money here. He's done it 5 times. He has 8 games this season with 2 field goal attempts and 11 out of 12 games with an extra point. I don't see any reason why he's not getting involved in this game. I think the Packers will be living in the Giants territory. It's going to be an ugly game, a gross game for the Giants, and I wish I could erase this from my memory. So there you go. Win some money.
Hey, kicker props, also part of the Monday Night Football doubleheader. I don't know where that came from. Go ahead, Hench.
Time check, Spaghetti. Time check.
Oh, we're good. We got about 4 minutes.
And now a quick break.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Lemieux, by the way, says double-digit win for Love and Company. Rams headed to Charm City, where Lamar and company are fresh off their bye after beating LA's other team in LA a fortnight ago. Number eight's getting MVP buzz at 6-1, but number nine's been no slouch himself lately. Stafford and his pals, most notably Puka Nacua, have won three straight and are going to be favored in the three games after this one. What Brady Lemieux and I are trying to tell you is bet the Rams to make the playoffs plus 145 in this one. Ravens -7, total is 40. I say the Ravens get it, but by a single digit. Hench, how say you?
This is my big one this week. So, you know, your handicap in this game, you go, well, the Ravens are going to win. Are they going to cover the big number? And I'm like, I think it's going to be close. And then I said, you know what? If you think it's going to be close, have some guts.
I
am picking the Rams to win this game outright, 27-24. The Rams have a better running back than they did when they won the Super Bowl. Kyren Williams is legit. I think he's a game changer. Mm-hmm. The defense is playing well. The Rams moved the ball against that Browns defense, which is excellent. Yeah, don't sleep on the Rams. I like them to keep it close and what the hell, win it late on a field goal.
I love it. Spaghetti, how say you? That's living, not just surviving.
I wish I had the confidence to take the Rams. I do think this is going to be by far the best game of the weekend. This is a weekend full of some great games. KC, Buffalo, San Fran, Seattle, obviously the NFC East matchups here, but I really think this is going to be a great one. And Hench was touching on it. Look what the Rams did versus the best defense in football, the best pass defense in football. Look what Matt Stafford did. The offense now is just so balanced. With Matt Stafford playing well, having Puka, having Cooper Kupp. I know Higbee got banged up with a concussion thing, but he should be back. You have Kyren Williams now, who is an every down back, could do anything you ask for. So McVay's in a good spot with his offense. I just think this Baltimore defense is really good. I do think Lamar Jackson will make plays when he needs to. They win 25-22. But like I said, Matt Stafford playing really well. Bizarre player prop totals for him. They set the line as passing touchdowns at a half. So I have Matt Stafford over a half pass touchdown, and I have Matt Stafford over 200.5 passing yards. That's plus 122. Again, just look what he did last week versus the Browns, the best defensive football, the best pass defense in football. He will clear those numbers, but the Rams unfortunately lose.
You heard the toot and horn three times there. The most unlikely three-car garage, I think, of the season here. We're all on the Rams in Charm City. Brady Lemieux says it's tight, too. He has Baltimore winning narrowly. Next, Vikes, Raiders, our Anton Shagur coin flip of the game, unless the last game we just talked about serves as that, too. It's a Super Bowl XI rematch as well. All right, Josh Dobbs v. Aiden Quinn ain't exactly Tarkenton v. Stabler, but it's an important one for both teams. Vikes want it so they can stick around for January. Antonio Pierce wants it so he can stick around for next September. Vegas is +3 at home. Total is 41. I say Dobbs and company go in there and leave with a victory. 24-19. Hench, how say you?
This is bizarre that we're not in the same, just in the same garage. We have the same weird score. I don't know how we both came up with 19, but I say Vikings 24-19. Josh Dobbs, worse than Tarkenton was in that Super Bowl against the Bears. I mean, he was horrendous, but hopefully he puts the glass slipper back on this week and we reverts to the Josh Dobbs who hadn't read the playbook. I mean, he was better running out of a cab to the stadium than he was after a month with the playbook. But I like this Vikings team. I like them to make the playoffs, and it starts this week.
All right. I've embarrassed you a couple of times with some 1.8 second instant trivia quizzes for you, Kevin okay. Hench. Off the top of my head now, I'm going to throw one at you, an easy one, so you get an A+ here. Name one person who scored a touchdown in Super Bowl 11.
Clarence Davis.
Oh, he barely got that in. Of course, you and I, as men of justice, demand that Clarence Davis be given the MVP for that Super Bowl. Why Fred Biletnikoff still retains it? A mystery.
Four catches for 79 yards.
Clarence Davis had a better day. What are we doing? Willie Brown should have gotten it. Four catches
for 79 yards, zero touchdowns.
This is a good use of our time in a 15-minute pregame show, bellyaching about something that happened in 1977. Spaghetti, go ahead.
I'll wrap it up quickly. This is a game that maybe if the Vikings were home and maybe a week, before the Dobbs started to throw a bunch of interceptions, I might have won the Vikings here. Instead, I'm going Raiders at home, 22-20 over Minnesota. I mentioned Dobbs interceptions. I like that prop. It's -106 for him to throw one. He's fourth in the NFL interceptions, and he threw five in his last two games. I think his turnovers will make the difference in this game, and the Raiders win a close one.
All right, Brady Lemieux likes the Vikes up to 2.5 here. Where are we on time, Spaghetti? Is that
we are over? That's it.
Boo! I wanted to do the AFC West shootout, the Denver and Chargers, and I wanted Colts and Bengals. So instead, you're going to have to go and watch this on YouTube, on the Extra Points channel, or at 4 p.m. when it is revealed on Twitter Friday. Check it out. We appreciate you doing so. Spread the good word about it and spread the good word about the -3 program. Two great episodes there for you. Until next week, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.